Anderson Fabrics in Black Duck, Minnesota is a wholesale production company that manufactures made-to-order bedspreads, draperies, window shades, and other custom products for people all across the country. Recently, they began producing face masks. Jennifer Morrison is Director of Sales and Marketing at Anderson Fabrics. She's on the phone to tell us more about it. Thanks for talking with us today, Jennifer.
You're welcome.
So to be clear, we are not talking about the quilt shop and outlet store, which is closed. Anderson Fabrics is open as essential manufacturing. What does that mean?
That means we have been deemed essential because we are making face masks. We've been able to develop and sell and donate face masks for the public.
In March, the state announced a partnership with Anderson Fabrics to manufacture some personal protective equipment, and you guys have worked on that, and you developed some prototypes. Tell us what that process was like.
Well, the process was we really made a lot of phone calls, asked a lot of questions on what the needs were going to be, and then really just started to make some products. And the way we did that was we actually reverse engineered a few products out there in the world, got a few samples, and took them apart and started to make them, go through the entire process of cutting the fabric. And we just used our lining fabric just to start the prototypes. And once we've gotten into it, discovered that we could do most of the items needed, but the only issue we had was the materials to actually make them certifiable.
What are some of those products that you tried out?
A few of the products were the patient gowns, fabric masks, of course. We did scrubs, and then we also tried a few of the surgical isolation gowns.
It sounds like you did this with what you call lining fabric. What is that?
Yeah, that's what we typically use for our draperies, lining fabric for the draperies that we do on a daily basis. And it's just a basic, we've got several different kinds. Some are just a pure cotton, others are 50-50 poly cotton.
Okay.
But it's a good base fabric to use. We could try quite a few samples and test out a few things before we went on to real fabrics, real materials. But it would give us an idea of how production would go.
Yeah.
And we could get our line, you know, our production line set up, pre-material even. So we're kind of jump right in.
So then you tried to find the material, right?
Right. Which we discovered was very difficult. Either it was coming from overseas or it just had been already purchased by other manufacturers. Most of our energy went into, well, turned into manufacturing the fabric mask because that's what we could do with the material we had on hand. As the more and more we communicated with the hospitals, clinics, the medical field, we really learned that without having the proper material, you really can't manufacture those items that are going to be used, obviously, right in the fighting COVID.
Right.
But what we could do, we discovered, was to make the fabric masks, which will help keep the public safe, at least at that basic level.
How did you design the masks that you're making?
Well, that process was quite interesting. We kind of did the same thing where we, you know, there's patterns out there all over. We actually wanted a pleated mask, a bit more like the traditional mask you would see, but made out of fabric. So we actually took apart a normal mask, which is made out of the nonwoven fabrics and the filtering fabric from the hospital, and played around with the pleating a little to find out what worked the best. Once we did that, discovering that we wanted to, or how we wanted to put the elastic, if we're going to do ties, we did get some feedback where the ear straps are recommended, especially in cases where you have to put them on patients that you don't want any type of strangulation risk with a tie. So we stuck with the ear straps for now. We do have a few other options out there as we're going through this stage. We're making a few things for a few different people that work better. So it's just a changing format. But right now, the most popular is with the elastic ear strap.
And I saw on your website that you have two types of masks, and one has a tie at the bottom and the other one doesn't. Explain these to me.
Right. The one is just the basic. You know, it goes around your ear and unpleats, and it has a actually bendable nose piece so it can fit form fit around your nose. The other is an adjustable, and the elastic actually runs down and across around your ear and then down through your chin piece so that the spring ball at the bottom, you can pull it tight. So it actually tightens around your face and keeps that ear pressure a lot less. Yeah. Or you can keep it at where it's comfortable. So that actually works really, really well. And it still has the adjustable nose piece, too, so that you can, or bendable nose piece, so it form fits around your nose.
It kind of reminds me of if you had a hat that you wanted not to blow off in the wind. It's kind of cinches up like that. Yeah.
Exactly. And so if you're going to wear the mask all day long, every day, I definitely recommend the adjustable because as your ears might get a little sore with those ear straps around. I know we've also developed a very simple Velcro ear relief because I know that was a concern from a lot of people wearing these all day long, every day to keep the ear pressure a little bit relieved during the day.
Yeah, because you're supposed to wear them pretty tightly, right?
Yeah, you want them to really form fit. So that's another challenge to how to keep them formed around your face all day long without keeping them too tight or having them too tight.
We are talking with Jennifer Morrison from Anderson Fabrics. Jennifer, do you have recommendations for how people should care for the masks?
Yes, we recommend as soon as you bring one home, you wash it in the first place. And then once you've washed it, I always have several because that way you can have one that you have clean and ready to go while you're wearing one so that you can swap them out. But depending on how much you're going out or how much you're wearing them during the day, really just making sure that when you are changing into a new mask or bringing a new mask out, that you wash your hands before you're putting them on. So just make sure you're not cross-contaminating. But other than that, it's just making sure that you keep them clean. And then I would say change them more often. To make sure that if you're going to go out to the grocery store, I would wear it out to the grocery store, wear it back home, and then I'd wash it.
Yeah, bleach or no bleach?
It doesn't necessarily need bleach as long as it dried at a good temperature. You probably add a small amount of bleach, but you're not going to want to do a lot. And then it would also be, like I said, make sure that when you're bringing them home, putting them in the laundry right away so that you're not contaminating out your table, your countertop.
Making masks is a lot different from what you guys generally manufacture. What was it like to gear up for this inside of the company?
It was actually a great process. First week was basically a research, finding out what was going to be needed and what we should really be aiming towards. And honestly, we did all these prototypes all within that first week, working through what we can make, what was going to work for the medical field, really anybody out there in the world, what was going to work. It was great. We had a new challenge and honestly in a scary time, it was a great thing to focus on. So for many of us, we jumped right in, went through a week or two of processing, came up with some great ideas, and we saw some great success from our team. So it was exciting. At the same time, at a time and when a need is, it's a little frightening out there. So yeah, it was good for the company.
Are you still thinking about manufacturing other protective gear if the supply chain opens up?
Yes, I've had a few more conversations with a few more people. I think it depends on what happens with the supply chain. We are here. At any point, if somebody needs something, we're willing to give it a try. I think that's what we really need to keep in mind is we don't know what's going to happen in the next couple months. So just letting people know that we're willing to try. Yeah. If you have something out there that, you need, let's see if we can make it for you.
That's a good can-do attitude. what's changed for the employees because of the pandemic?
Quite a bit. We've put in place quite a few things around here in the plant to keep them safe. We're doing mandatory more cleaning. I think the plant's been this clean in a very, very long time. Everything has a slight smell of bleach. And we're spacing people out, being flexible with hours. Besides the fact that we have so many choices here, that's been great. Our employees, we're down to about half of the employees coming in, which is actually working out fine. We are still quite busy, both mm-hmm. with masks and regular products, but right now we're doing a lot of masks. Yeah. It's been a good experience. The employees enjoy the feedback we get from the community that we've just heard wonderful things, and it's great to be part of that.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask, how they feel about what they're doing.
Yeah, they love it. And I'm on the front end, so a lot of times I'm the one who hears the story. So I'm the one talking to the assisted living folks out there or whoever may have called, and they're just very thankful that they can get them. So I try to let the employees know as much as possible, as quickly as possible, that type of feedback, because it does. It makes you feel like it's worth it. You know, we work really hard here at Anderson's, and we want to know when we're making a difference. So it feels good.
Your masks are available for individuals to order, but you also have bulk ordering available. Who are some of your customers that you're aiming at?
A lot of the larger retails in the area, retail stores in the area, everybody's going to be wearing masks. So many of them have contacted us. We have some of the bigger energy companies in the area who are going to be out and about, and or they have been out and about, now are going to be wearing masks. I also feel like as the summer, or we move into summer eventually, the construction crews are going to get back out on the road. We've had quite a few calls from larger construction companies. Those are the big ones.
I saw you guys gave a donation to the sheriff's department as well.
Yes, and I believe that from those, they're also donating out themselves. So, you know, they're spreading those out amongst the community who needs them. And so that was great, too. Great yeah. partnership.
So if we or any local businesses are interested in ordering masks from Anderson Fabrics, how do we do it?
You can go online to the quilt shop. So it's the www.andersonfabricsquiltshop.com. And then you can order online there, or you can email me directly, which works very well.
Okay.
It's Jay Morrison, MORRISON, at AndersonFabrics.com. And those two ways are probably the easiest to get the mask information.
Is there anything we didn't get to that you want to add?
I just want to say a big thank you for all the people out there, all the first responders, and the people we count on, like the Sheriff's Department.
Yes.
We really are thankful for everything the nurses are doing, the employees at all the assisted living facilities, the grocery store attendants who are helping us get our groceries. They're brave enough to get out there and do their job. So we're just really thankful.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. Thanks for talking to us.
You're welcome.
That's Jennifer Morrison. She's Director of Sales and Marketing at Anderson Fabrics, and you can find out more at their website, AndersonFabricsQuiltShop.com.